At 6:06, it is clear, already a very warm 83 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 100 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa celebrates the 4th of July. There was apple pie, hot dogs, and fireworks. Those fireworks are catching the blame this morning for dozens of fires in the area. One near 21st and Southwest Boulevard damaged an apartment complex overnight. And a large grass fire north of Sand Springs on Highway 97 is also being blamed on fireworks. A Tulsa man is dead after drowning in Flint Creek in far eastern Oklahoma in Delaware County. Officials say 28-year-old Nelson Vasquez drowned in about 5 feet of water yesterday. The temperatures will be back over 100 for the remainder of this week. IMSA's Chris Stevens says if you are going to be outside, prepare early.
If you know that you're going to be, you know, floating down the river or doing a bunch of yard work or working on your car or, you know, whatever it is that you're going to be doing the day before, you need to start preparing for that.
He says drink plenty of water and wear light-colored clothing. An official ribbon cutting is held at the Riverwalk Crossings in Jinx. The celebration was held last night as the Creek Nation takes over the property. The tribe bought the shopping center and nightlife spot out of bankruptcy last spring. Well, in the day ahead, Oklahoma Treasurer Ken Miller is to give his take on how the state fared financially in the just concluded fiscal year. Miller is to hold a news conference at 11 o'clock this morning at the state capitol in Oklahoma City. Kids and underaged drinking. It is a problem that is getting worse in Oklahoma. Jess Demukes is with the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health, and he says kids are starting to drink younger and younger.
Kids in Oklahoma begin drinking between the ages of 12 and 13 years of age. That needs to change. It needs to change for the health of our kids. It needs to change for the future of our state.
The Packaged Retail Liquor Association fears the problem will get worse if wine is allowed to be sold in supermarkets, where it would be easier for kids to shoplift. Once the home of a Tulsa philanthropist, the historic Skelly Mansion is to become the new home of the University of Tulsa president. TU expects to close on the home in the next few weeks. The 21st and Madison Mansion is named for its first resident, oil man William G. Skelly. This radio station was named in his honor as well, KWGS, back in 1947. A silver alert issued for a 72-year-old Tulsa woman is canceled. The woman was located last night at a Tulsa hospital. What a difference a year makes. Farmers and ranchers are saying they are cautiously optimistic about this year. The spring rains are paying dividends now. Gary Cawley farms in McAllister, and he says he has plenty of hay, unlike last year.
Right now, they're real good. The moisture content is being, we've got a lot of subsoil moisture. They've been a lot of hay production, way, way more than what we had last year.
Many farmers and ranchers had to import hay last year from Missouri and Kansas because the drought was so severe. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 100. Clear and warm tonight, 76 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, blazing sunshine and 101. Saturday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon heat, a high of 101. And on Sunday, thunderstorms will be possible and not so hot, a high of 94. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 610, it's clear in 83. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.